Blog Talk Radio.
And good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Hi, my name is Ann McNeil and I am the master wealth builder, helping to build stronger, better lives and businesses. And I am very excited every single week to be here to host another episode of Hashtag Riviera Beach. I'm also still thoroughly convinced that after reading the book, Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell, that we're all losing our diamond mines in our own backyards as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds we seek are found within us and in our own hometown from which we've come. Therefore, we're calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. Today, I am reading an excerpt from the Riviera Beach Moments by Deborah Hall McCollum. And the person that we're going to share today very briefly is Ms. Melia B. Cunningham, community leader. Melia Brookings Cunningham moved from Americus, Georgia to West Palm Beach in the mid-1930s. She graduated from Industrial High School, which later became Roosevelt High School. Melia studied at Florida Normal College in St. Augustine, Florida, and then went to Florida A&M University, where she graduated with a degree in business administration. She was a member of Sigma Gamma Rho sorority. Melia met her husband, attorney F. Malcolm Cunningham, Sr., at Florida A&M University. She married him after graduating from college, and they decided to settle in suburban Riviera Beach to start their family. Melia worked side by side with her husband in the civil rights movement during the 1960s. She was an active advocate for African-American equality. The couple became central to the movement in Riviera Beach. She played a prominent role in her husband's campaign to become the first Black City of Riviera Beach Councilman in 1962. She campaigned and was right by his side in 1968 when he filed as a candidate for a seat in the State House of Representatives, where he was the first candidate to qualify for District 79 race. Melia was the chairwoman of the Riviera Beach Police Civil Service Board. She also served on the Riviera Beach Recreation Advisory Board when it was created in 1967. She was an executive committee member of the Palm Glades Girl Scouts Council representing Riviera Beach in the organization that included nearly 7,000 Girl Scouts. Melia was a faithful member to Tabernacle Missionary Baptist Church, where she served as the church treasurer. She was also a member of the Elite Bridge Club. Melia was active in Florida A&M Alumni Association, YWCA of Palm Beach County, and many, many, many other civic and community organizations. She also supported many private and community organizations with donations, and she passed away in 2001. And that is our Riviera Beach Moments by Deborah Hall McCollum, regarding Melia B. Cunningham, community leader. And at this time, we want to welcome to the podcast Mr. Dan Calloway and R.A. Williams. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you both doing today?
Just fine. This is Dan Calloway, and especially getting ready to go into the height of the Christmas and the things that we have, and we'll talk about that and some other things that we just settled during the week, like the not so much of the Hall of Fame, but the golf tournament that was going to produce money for scholarships in May at the Iron Horse Golf Course, right on the suburbs of Riviera. And we are doing really fine, and I'm quite sure Artie is recovering from all the work that we had to produce for Thanksgiving. And personally, I've had a lot of response with some of the things that Deborah McCollum Deborah Hall McCullough talked about and the information she gave us to make sure that one or two of the council members need to be able to know what the public is thinking about and some of the most important things that we need to start to doing, especially two of the males, Ferguson and McCoy. Artie, how you doing?
Yeah.
Leon?
How are you doing, Ms. Calloway and Ann and Deja? How's everybody doing? Yes, we're looking forward to that next event, and I'm sure we're going to get into that in a few that's coming up. But, yeah, we had a nice, successful Thanksgiving. Fed us our record number that we intended to feed. We was able to reach that goal. So we're happy with that, and we're ready for our next endeavor.
Well, one of the things, Artie, that I spent 2 hours at the Iron Horse Golf Course, and I brought you up to date. The date is the 19th of May, which is the third Friday, a shotgun. Now, in golf lingo, a shotgun means that all the participants will tee off on all 18 holes at the same time. It's not like that normal tournament. They either tee off on the first hole or the 10th hole. And the reason why we do that, that means everybody will finish simultaneously, and then we go in and give out the prizes and, of course, have a dinner. I think that it's going to be one of the biggest golf tournaments we've ever put on because of the word is we got to do more to get kids off into school. And, of course, it's gone viral that the Youth Recreation is taking on the responsibility with Richard Riles and a bunch of ministers who went over to, Fort Myers, and two of the principals over there waiting for you to bring me over in January, in February, no later than that, and we'll interview so many kids. And the best thing about that, the provost at FAU, Mr. Williams, Dan Williams, is waiting to, he called me for the holidays. He's trying to set up something before the board for me to give them a lot of information and why it's important that FAU give two free scholarships. And the board of directors for the Youth Recreation is enthused about that because they've already said if they give them two scholarships, and you were in the meeting, that we would be the surrogate parents for those kids from over in Fort Myers. Fort Myers is a long ways from here, and the kids wouldn't know this area. So after school, we're going to have a tutorial program with three educators, number one. And then on the weekend, it'll be a certain weekend, certain individual will take them and show them the town and take them out, just like if they were home. And then on Sunday, there's a group of the ministers said they would love to have them every now and then to come and visit their church, and we got to put a lot of emphasis on that because kids in school should never get their upbringing about going to church on Sunday. You can't stay in that bed and do nothing and wait for the games or go to the beach or whatever. Go to the church, spend a couple of hours there, and do whatever you want to do. Now, what we need to bring up, and you need to give the listening audience, how we are coming on the 15th, which is a Thursday, at Wells Gym, where we will feed 3,000. Number one, is everybody signed up? Is it the list filled up? Number one, explain that to the listening audience.
Well, we're going to have our senior fun day that we do every year. This year will be at Wells Recreation Association in Riviera Beach at 2209 Avenue H West, Riviera Beach. And getting with the seniors over at the Lindsay Davis Community Center, where we have the director over there going to help us out with Gwen Oates. She has a list that their seniors going to attend. And I've gotten with the guys from over in the Glades area, the South Bay, Belgrade, and Polk. They have their list that they're going to bring over. So we're looking good right now, plus all the other seniors that we have from, you know, the churches, your church and my church. We have other people coming to the event, and it's coming on very well. We almost at capacity. We have, I know we have over 200 people right now is already signed up and ready to go, and more people are contacting me on the list. So we're looking good right now on that.
Well, how are we coming on with the food? You're going to have a special meal for them. Break down your program. Number one, with the food, the and the speaker, and then the what the table games, whether you're going to have that or whether you're going to have because of Christmas. And I know a lot of those people go to different churches, and they love to get on that open mic and sing carols and do things like that. Now, how is all that stuff that's coming?
Well, we anticipated a budget for this event in Scalway. It's around $4,600, and we've gotten individuals looking into getting the fish on our menu, the mackerel that we're going to have. I'll be contacted on David Harris this week and see what he can go about getting the fish that we would need. Also, you're going to have that smoked chicken salad that everybody loves, so we're going to have that on the menu. And but the main thing is just being able to get the rest of the funds to do that. We're looking good right now. And the table games, we have a host of table games set up for the seniors. They love to play the table bingo and all the other games that Mrs. Oaks has set in place with the DJ for the dancing. And the most important, it's going to be our Christmas event, so they're going to have a lot of people getting up there doing carols, and it's just going to be a fun day.
Okay.
They're all looking forward to it, and we have the shirts, Ms. Calloway, that we want everybody to have on when they come in there. So we got organizations that's purchasing these shirts, our help shirts that we're going to put on for this event, and they're $10. We want every senior to have one on during this event on the 15th.
Well, that's most important, and that was an individual with a lot of white hair, and Deacon Fields and Dan Calloway bought, 75 shirts at $10 a piece for each one for Lindsay Davis. Did you have all those individuals receive their shirt?
Yes, all of the individuals at Lindsay Davis. The ones in the Glades area got the shirts out. The shirts are getting out, and we just got to get more purchase for the seniors. We're trying to get the sponsorship so the seniors, make sure all the seniors be able to have a shirt on.
Did you talk to the person that accepted to be the speaker and got her size? I'll buy her a $10 shirt.
No, but I will. I will definitely reach out to Ann, and while she's on the line, I'm pretty sure she's going to give me her size, so I'll make sure she get it out to her. But yes, we expect that some of the. I did talk to the council people, Doug Lawson and Tragic and Botel. They're expecting to be there. I got to reach out again this week to our chief of police and the fire department, make sure they have some recognition and some people there, so we can have their representatives help us out.
Well, the reason why the board of directors for the youth recreation decided on the shirt because of the new part of our organization, that's HELP, the acronym for HELP. The H is for whom. In the following year, starting January, we're going to spend a lot of emphasis on talking with the kids, working with the parents, and to get the parents more involved, because that's where we're losing a lot of kids, because the parents are not there. I'm reminded what the person who put this program on, Ms. Ann McNeil, read from the book of Deborah McCollum about Neely Cunningham. Neely Cunningham, when Malcolm Jr. was 7 years of age, and Malcolm Jr. was the first I allowed to come and get in the Little League program. Normally, I always kept it at 8. I didn't want people under 8 years of age because I didn't think they would be able to keep up with 9 and 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds. and I don't believe in T-ball. But Malcolm, because of Malcolm Sr. and her, called me in and asked me would I allow their son, their only son, to be a part of that. And, of course, she became the treasurer of the Youth Recreation for 11 years, all the time of Malcolm Jr. part of it, and 1 year after he had gone off to college, which was just tremendous. And her organization sponsored uniforms and numerous of things that she did. I can tell you that right now. She was really involved in that. And the main thing about it, Flourish, when I'm reminded of a lot of people way back there then, remember now, we're in our 58th year coming up with January 8th. That's starting 59 years of existence for the Youth Recreation. And we're still doing a lot of things. A lot of things are different because of, we don't have to do as many things with the recreation department that we started out doing because I was assistant recreation director, so that was easy. And I don't have to do as many things that we were doing with the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office because I was the over the community service program and the police athletic league. But right now we're going to be, you were in the meeting the other day. We need to tell everybody about what we're going to do for the next 12 months. On January, we will pick a senior citizen in the city of Riviera Beach, in the boarding center, whether in West Palm Beach, we can entertain that too. That is maybe some of them that have already signed up, they are in wheelchairs, some of them are paraplegics, some of them, I don't know what all the ailments, but I know one thing, they need help. We have made a decision with people who worked like gardeners, caddies, housework, maids, and whatever, they didn't have a retirement plan, number one, from a job. And the Social Security check is not enough right now with the cost of living. To supplement what we are doing, especially with our fish program, which is right now the weather's coming much better that we can go out in the boats and catch the fish in every month. Feed about 400 people fresh fish. That'll give them two or three meals. They don't have to worry about any meat. But most of all, we're going to give them a check or cash for $1,000. $1,000 will go a long ways for one of those seniors. And when we were talking, everybody was bringing up all kind of names and different things. So we know we're going to be doing one a month. Now, if somebody come up with some more funds that give us the money, it's easy for us with the list that we already have, and we talked about who's in January, February, and March. We got the money for 3 months right now, $1,000. We had three individuals. We called, and they said, well, they'll defray the cost for that. Now, if we get some more people, we'll add. We're going to have to make up our mind with the cost of living. And with the situation we are living in our society, we got to stop looking for somebody else to take care of our own people. I think that the most important thing about this show that Ann McNeil came up, it was about Riviera. And we got to do a better job. And then when we told Doug Lawson and we told Ferguson and then we told Troderick McCoy and I know the mayor was already enthused about that because he told us over a year ago we need to go and help do a lot of things with him in remodeling people's houses with a roof or whatever need to be painted. You had a list of people needing help. Now, with the word going to get out, because I know people, and we don't care who they tell, and they can call us if they got an individual they think who fit the bill of needing help. They need help because they don't have a permanent nurse or whatever, and no way to supplement whatever the little check they're getting from Social Security, which never is enough with all other things. We'll see what we can do. So you got the committee that read it, and we make the decision. Now, explain how you feel and the rest of them felt about that.
Well, Ms. Calloway, the meeting that we had with all our guys, they, in this committee, they feel like that was something that's needed in the community. We know a lot of our seniors that had these type of jobs that didn't have a retirement plan. So we feel like if we can get these things and help them out, because we already do things with them right now. At times you send me over to certain houses and seniors to supplement their incomes right now. So we just now making it where we want it to be a monthly thing. And everybody's excited. So we got a few people that's already on our list that we got ready for January. And we're just looking for some sponsors for the next 9 months. So we want to be able to do this every month for a senior. And we will continue this program after this year. We want to make this something that's going to be annual. But, yeah, all of our guys are ready to go and geared up to be able to chip in and make this happen.
Well, the other thing, someone, I don't know whether Shaq Leonard or Alan Wynn, someone brought up that it was Derek McCray, who was the chair of the Youth Recreation Council. His father was there until he died, was the first 48 years he was the chair. It was brought up that if some other citizens who not on our committee want to join the Youth Recreation and serve on that committee or any committee, but especially that where we could turn it over and then all the calls and somebody recommend it, and they can go and, because you got to go visit the household. You got to go see. You just can't have people call, say, Johnny Brown need help. So I don't know who you're going to send and who is responsible to go. Now, I know when the mayor asked us to find out about the dilapidated homes, they needed to be painted, the doors need to be replaced, and mildew was in there. You were doing that, and you turned in a lot of names. And I know that you had 3 meetings or more with Ronnie Felder, because Ronnie Felder wanted to get with all the churches, and he wanted to be mandated that the churches, it wasn't how much money they would give. They make that decision. Because I was in the meeting with all those ministers on that Thursday, I think it was held on the Thursday or Friday at St. James, that they would take up a collection once a month. And I made the suggestion, you need to have a certain number, like $500 a month or $200 a month. Make it uniform. And everybody, if everybody give a little, it becomes a lot. And that money would be earmarked to go out and help repair, replace, do something for people, especially senior citizen housing. Is that the way it's supposed to work?
Yes. Yeah, I've had a list of names that I've spoke with the seniors that needed some work done, and we gotten that list to the mayor and the city manager, and they're going to implement those changes and those things for the seniors to get their house, those problems taken care of. And just to know that these are the people, the seniors that's in Revere Beach who are not able to do their work. So we're looking forward to that. Excuse me. But we're going to continue to have more seniors join this list, and we want to be able to help as many seniors as possible. We've visited some of the homes already and in these areas, and they do need a lot of work. So, but I'm going to get with the mayor again this week, and we're going to go over this program again and make sure we get it kick-started and start fixing on some of these properties so these seniors can have better living conditions.
Well, it was 2 things that you and I discussed 2 weeks ago. And because more than 2 weeks ago, I guess, because it was before Thanksgiving. And because we had to make sure our 141 volunteers, that's the most volunteers we've ever had for Thanksgiving, the ones who was with the preparation of the food, you know, frying all those turkeys, cutting up all those hams and cooking the asides or whatever. But everybody think that this time because it was 8,000, and then helping out with the Glades, it was the most successful time. I think every sanctuary is successful if it was 1,000 or the 8,000, because the last 3 years I cut it off at 7,000 each. But because of the situation, we couldn't afford. And then Deborah McCullum was on here last week. I didn't know that walk-up was so much because they were calling the city. And because our program was labeled one of the places you could get a free meal or meals on Thanksgiving at the city properties, the Lindsay Davis Senior Citizen. And those people, you start having the people feed the people with their carry-out before 10 o'clock because there were so many walk-ups. Because they got that. I didn't know what caused that, because normally we start getting the food out at 10:30. After 10 o'clock, and everybody in place with those two lines, and everybody knew what they were supposed to do. And I thought that was great, that all those walk-ups. I just thought because we are so close to S Avenue and places where people sleeping under the different parts of I-95, and they heard about, and then I know that Bishop Masters, the former mayor, too, he goes over there on the causeway and over there where all those people are at Phil Foster Park and sleeping up under the bridge, that they were looking for food. There was a lot of them. And then there were with the Doug Lawson. How many people? Was that 200 people or more that he had a certain place at the last, at everybody was dropping off all those meals? See, that's the first time we had that. I need you to
To be exact, the number he had, and there was 241 meals that came in there for people to come in and pick up, and that was the first time that we ever had additional meals dropped off, and we had extra people come in that wanted us to drop off to an extra community that we had not had on our list. So we was able to exceed our number because of the walk-ins and the last-minute call-ins for food. But it made a big difference for having someone else to volunteer and drop off meals. So that was terrific.
Well, the other day you got a message from Bobby Powell. And with the other guy up there in Tallahassee is looking after us with the suits
Devontae
for
Edmonds.
The seniors. They're going in session when you in December when we are having the Christmas, and they feel awful bad because that's the first day of the going in session, but they're planning on coming the next time they get a chance and help us out and try to figure out, just like Virginia Baker. Virginia Baker, the county administrator, did a marvelous job for us. When we were in a hole, and especially that we were short of turkeys and some other things, she came through. She really came through. Now, what did the director, Mr. Franklin, at the Urban League tell you that if he couldn't come through for Thanksgiving to get back and see, he'll see what he can do to help us out with the senior citizen? What did he say?
Yes, Patrick Franklin, who's in charge of the Urban League, wasn't able to assist us during the Thanksgiving feeding, but he did say he will contact me and I will get back in with this week also about assisting the seniors and their meals for December 15th event. He's going to try to make it over there and have a couple more people to come with him, but he's going to try to be there. But he did say he will assist us for the December 15th with those 300 seniors that's coming from all across Palm Beach County. It's going to be a great event and a big event, and he wants to be part of that.
That's beautiful. Now, one of the things that we say, we don't like to have New Year's resolution because I just think that that's a waste of time. But you should every year do something different and add on. But don't give up on what you've been doing, because everybody will need help. I think that we got good news from the national government that when the president aborted something not too long ago, that we thought we would, it was the transportation with the train. They wanted to go on a strike, and they got that worked out. We can't afford, with just got through with the pandemic, and so many people without jobs, and everybody was fearful that it was going to catch some kind of a disease, and a lot of people dying from the virus. Right now, we on the upspring, the up return of going and back to normalcy. One of the things that we talked about 6 weeks ago on this program, when we had Veteran Day, and we didn't do the thing that we were supposed, again, with the VFW, the VA, the American Legion, and then you said, and we talked about it in the meeting, and we talked about here, that we're going to get with the veterans. Now, when are the veterans supposed to be? Is that with the Black History Banquet, or is that going to be with the Christmas party? When are we going to have those veterans? Or is that going to be in April when we have Fun Day, when we are bringing back the first? What is it? Is there?
That's going to be in our in the park, our April in the Park Fun Day, when we're going to do tribute to the first responders and the veterans. We're going to do that at the Dan Calloway Complex.
Okay. Is that all solidified with the mayor? I know he went, not the mayor so much. It was the city manager, who's also the CRA director. He was very pleased with that in our meeting with him. And then there was two or three of the elected officials thought that was really just great, and they were going to really roll up their sleeves to make that happen, because most of the people we are talking about, and the first responders, and then your police chief and the fire chief supposed to be contacting the other departments in Palm Beach County and have some of the game, like the softball of co-ed, female, a male, and a lot of their former retirement. We have had about 50 calls already from retired police officers. They want to know and make sure that date, but they can tell a lot of people who are retired, some of them in North Florida, some of them in Georgia places, in the Carolinas. They all want to come back for that. It's just like a homecoming. This thing is going to be really something, because it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and everything is free. Now, how are you coming on? We're talking with a lot of the guys who fish. Because you're going to need a lot of fish, and you're going to need a lot of hot dogs and hamburgers, and of course, chicken. And do you have your team? I know you met with Derek McCray. His place going to do a lot of barbecuing for us. But how many other people that you're going to have, is whether they're barbecuing or not, but they got the grill, and they're cooking fish and the other thing, like on the grill you got chicken and things like that, and hot dogs, hamburgers or whatever, and the wieners. Now, are you working on that?
Yes, of course. It's kind of way we have all of our guys. You know, we got all of our guys, Alan and Leon, and we also have Mr. Walker, Red Walker, with the class of 72, along with Jonathan Brooks, their group, and we have three other sets of grills that we're going to be able to have to make sure we be able to get all of this food done in a timely manner, and it's just going to be great. We have enough volunteers right now to make that happen. We can always use people who want to volunteer and help any kind of way possible. But, yes, we are working on that committee and making sure that we have enough grills and the things that we need to make this a not just a big event, but the events that need it, and for people to come out and support it and just to see what the community is doing, see what the first responders is doing, the honoring the veterans that, who, you know, we didn't have a Veterans Day parade like we normally have. So these things that we're going to be able to do, but we do have people in place to make these things happen.
Well, the most important thing is with your meeting with the acting chief of Riviera, the police department, Chief Lewis. He's already gone on record that his guys may not be able to do a lot of cooking, but they can do a lot of serving, and that's what we need. We need to see especially the law enforcement department, go out and show the citizen they are part of the citizenry, and the citizen don't want them to come to their house or their area only when they're going to try to arrest someone. They want to see them in times when they're there, but they can give information, and a lot of citizens want to be with the police and talk to them, but they want to be in a friendly time. If you mingle with them long enough, somebody going to tell you something about, and that's one of the things that we're going to put more emphasis on, is the relationship with the police department and the citizen, because the police department cannot do their job 100% knowing how to take the bad guys and put them where they're supposed to be. See, it's only 8 to 10% of the people in the world are bad, and there's always 90 to 92% of the people who are doing well. And we got to make up our mind to take the city and the county and this world back and stop all this here, people stabbing people and saying all kind of things, racist remarks and all kind of, just, it's too much bad things happening, and there's only a small amount of people doing it. And of course the insurrection of on January 6th, a lot of those people going to the jail. See, we've had bad leadership. There's no doubt in my mind about that. But we can't sit back and not get involved and rally the citizens together, and we'd be on the same wavelength. And that's why we're going to put a lot of emphasis in the city manager. He's really been doing a wonderful job of trying to give us different, because he helped out. He sent a check from, the CRA, that you got a check?
Yes.
For him to help out?
Yes, CRA. Yes,
sir. See, that's
wonderful.
He did
the CRA.
Well, that's wonderful, because I think that no one organization, no one individual can solve this problem. It takes a lot of hands, and we just got to do better because we know better. Now, is there anything that you – how much time we got for 2 o'clock?
Yeah, well, let me say this before, because I know time getting short. I just want to – I know we're having a great event that's going to be with these seniors on the 15th of December, and but on the 17th of December, right after that, we're giving the one of the best gospel concerts that we're going to have in this area, and that's going to be in Palm Beach County. We got a headliner of Terry Young Nelson is going to headline our gospel concert this year. We're going to do that at Inlet Grove Community High School starting at 6 p.m. It's a free concert. We want everybody to come out December 17th at the Inlet Grove Community Center High School and come and enjoy a great night of gospel and Christmas music. We're going to have some Christmas songs. It's just going to be a great time. And again, we want everybody to come out. Make sure you tell a friend, or give me a call. The list is filling up, so you can contact Lindsay Davis Community Center and have Gwen Oaks put you on the list, or you can contact myself. So just make sure we have everybody in the place, and we're going to make sure it's crowded, and we're going to have a great time that evening.
Well, Artie, what you're really saying is, because you only have 600 seats, and last year was very successful, we had the out-of-town, young lady name was our headliner. You know, she
Helen
grew up
Miller.
In Boynton. Yeah, Helen Miller.
Yeah.
That was just wonderful. But you also had about 8 groups local, and this year you're going to have a lot of groups, but it's going to be headlined by our own Terrion Nelson. Now, the most important thing right now, they need to call somebody, and you said you can handle that, but they need to call Linda Davis, senior citizen, with Gwen Oates and Alice McCullough over there, because it's only 600 seats, and it's free. So the first 600 people sign up, because you don't want people to come up and we overrun the place and we don't have no place and the people start arguing. I know people, if they come dressed and ready to see something free, and we can't do that. That's why we have to be orderly and organized. Now, that's all, and that's one of the things the city, the recreation department, the Riviera Recreation Department under the auspices of Richard Blankenship, they handle all that. And that's, we got them to defray the cost of all what we are doing there. We don't have to worry about the cost. The city is doing that. And it was great last year. It's the Old Holy Night. That's the name of it. And because of this, we're in the Christmas atmosphere, and I think it's the greatest time of the year. That's my favorite time of the year, with the Christmas carols and all that stuff. And we are giving that back to the community. That's one of the things that tax dollars are paying for, and you should enjoy that. Is it ready for me to turn it over to our fierce leader, Ann McNeil, with the final remarks?
Yes,
my final remark is that we got these events, and we're going to do more because we know we got to do more. And if anybody want to join the Youth Recreation 1, if anybody want to donate, you can call me at 848-4991 or 531-9184. It's a cell. Of course, that's local, 561. And, of course, they can call you. But we need more volunteers, and we need people to go out and to get us more funds because we are adding so many things, especially when we're going to give 6 scholarships to the people over in Fort Myers, and each one of them going to get $10,000. That's $60,000. I'm putting it halfway. I got $30,000 already. I'm working on this other $30,000. But we still got to give our scholarships on this side, though. So that's my final remark. I put it in the great leader who put this program together, and without her, we wouldn't be where we are. Ms. Ann McNeil.
Well, thank you both. I'm actually typing the date for the event so that the people who are listening that may be interested in coming. And so I just want to just make sure that I write those dates down. You said the 15th of December?
Yeah, the 15th of December is our senior Christmas program that's going to be held at Wells Recreation Association. That's December 15th, starting at noon. And on the 17th, we're going to have December 17th will be our Old Holy Night Gospel Concert, held at Inlet Grove Community High School, starting at 6 p.m.
Okay. Do you have a JPEG or a flyer, anything that we can put on social media along with this podcast?
Yes, that's. I have a flyer for both events. It will be on our website and our Facebook page.
Okay. Could you get it to Deja, and then that way we can help promote it and we can add this podcast so people can listen to what
sure.
The two of you are saying. Okay, perfect.
Deja?
Okay, perfect. Deja, you got that? All right, this has been very informative, and I want to just encourage everybody to please remember to comment, like, and share the show. Please remember to participate on December 15th for the senior Christmas program at Wells, and then on December 17th, Old Holy Night at Inlet Grove at 6 p.m., and the other event is at noon on the 15th and at 6 p.m. on the 17th. That is it. Any other comments, gentlemen, before we wrap up the show? We want to thank everybody for listening in. And remember to please comment, like, and share the show.
Thank you very much.
All right, everybody. Everybody have a great day, and we'll see everybody next Sunday. Same time, same place. And you have been listening to Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach with Dan Calaway and Artie Williams. Everybody have a great day. Thank you.